Welcome back to episode 41 of Eye on Digital Marketing. I'm your host, Chuck Forbes, Manager of Client Engagement. Don't forget, you can follow us at More Visibility, one word, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Today, I am joined by a special guest, David Hinshelwood. He is our Google Agency Development Manager. David, how are you today?
Not too bad, Chuck. Thanks so much for having me.
It's sunny South Florida. We know that because we just got back from our event at Beach House. So one of the first questions that I wanted to get into, David, is kind of the relationship between Google and agencies and what you do and what your role is. And obviously, you're our favorite Google rep because no other one has ever come on the podcast. So right away, you have a leg up there. But David, tell us a little bit about your role at Google and, you know, what do you do when you travel around the country and visit the agencies? And what does that partnership benefit look like? And do you just choose our agency because we're in South Florida and you like the beach, or is there more to it?
Yes. So, Chuck, exactly like you said, I closed my eyes, pointed to Florida, and said, you know what? Boca Raton sounds like the place that I want to go, so More Visibility is the agency that I'm going to work with. No, in all seriousness, so I am an agency development manager, and that is a role that is unique to Google. And basically what that role is there is a number of premier partner agencies. It's considered the top 3% of agencies across the country. And that is essentially based on the amount that you are spending, how well you are growing, the way that you are utilizing products with Google, how you are gaining new business, and just ultimately how great of a Google partner you are. And so More Visibility falls within that. And so I am specifically your agency point of contact to ensure that you are getting the absolute most out of Google, whether that's me attending events like the one that I was at today, helping with new business, doing agency trainings, teaching you all about the alphas and betas that you have access to. Basically, anything to make you a stronger agency, that is what I am here to do for you.
I love that because as someone in the client services department, we talk about our Google partnership and relationship all the time, but this is coming straight from the horse's mouth this time. This is not me saying, here's the benefits of Google. You know, you just heard from David yourself, top 3% of agencies in the country have this designation, and it's because we're reaching certain pillars and we have a certain relationship. So that's awesome. I know our clients really love that benefit. A lot of them who are there today really love that benefit. So thank you for that overview, David. What I want to get into today briefly here for the listeners is just get your perspective on a few things, most of which we touched on at the event we were just at, but felt it was beneficial to kind of review them at a high level as well for the listeners of the podcast. And the first one is YouTube tactics. And we've had plenty of podcasts and guests on talking about video and how popular it's become, especially over the last couple years. I think there was a shift to like content marketing where everyone's like, hey, I need to do video. I would love a great video on my site. And then over the last 2 years, it seemed that conversation has really shifted to be, how do I put the right amount of money and strategy behind the video to get an ROI, right? It's no longer like I need a cool video on my website. Now I need both. So from your perspective, what's going on in the world of Google in terms of YouTube? How popular is that channel? What are some tactics and what are some things that are being deployed here either this year or in the future that you think are beneficial?
Definitely. So I think even a step further, it's not just how much should I be spending on video or on YouTube, but also what is the best way to measure it? How can I understand what exactly is the value that video is driving? Am I getting incremental conversions? Is there a lift in the brand because I am providing this multi-sensory experience that maybe a search ad or just something that's clickable is not?
Right.
And so I think especially during the pandemic, video is something that we've just invested so heavily in, because as you can probably imagine, people are eating chips on their couch, they're refreshing their laptops, and so essentially the industry is changing. Year over year in 2020, we're seeing an uptick of about 60% in view time on YouTube.
Wow.
To the point where there are 2 billion active users monthly that are going directly to YouTube. Google proudly calls it the second largest search engine behind Google.com.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of traffic.
It is a lot of traffic. And especially with some of the younger demographic, folks are going straight to YouTube as their initial search engine. They're sometimes not even going to Google.
Yeah.
And so YouTube really has become such an important part of the strategy. It's not necessarily just something that's top of funnel. It's not something that's just for brand awareness anymore. And I think that a lot of more traditional advertisers and a lot of advertisers that maybe are search only or that are not super plugged in or are not working with perhaps a premier partner agency don't know that there are some really incredible lower funnel YouTube tactics.
Yes.
The newest one is actually video action campaigns. And so essentially what that is it's automation for video. The way that it works is you're optimizing video across multiple formats, whether it's in-stream, whether it's connected TV, and you are essentially creating a call to action, and you are optimizing towards a specific conversion, whether it is driving traffic to your website, whether it is filling out a lead form, whether it is providing information so that you can follow up for an RFP. And so obviously the sensory, the more connectedness of an actual video experience is just something that you basically really need to build into the overall strategy. And that's something that we've seen, especially during COVID.
I want to emphasize something you said, because every single one of our listeners' ears should have perked up when David said lower funnel tactic. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time a client or someone asked me, how do I get leads? How do I pick from the bottom of my funnel and really get the qualified people? I wouldn't have to work anymore. So what David just told you is that is very possible with YouTube. If you have the right strategy, if you're using these video action campaigns, 60% uptick in views, that's a lot of traffic. And it's interesting too, when you said, you know, a lot of people are going straight to YouTube. That makes sense, because we sit behind our computer screens all day and we try and figure out in this ever-changing world of digital how to create the right strategy. But at the end of the day, we're still marketing towards people, and it's the way people think. And I even do it now where I know if I'm going to Google to search something and I'm likely going to view a video anyways,
right,
I'm just going to go right to YouTube.
Exactly.
I'm not going to waste my time. So that makes a lot of sense. So I would say, and it sounds like you would agree, the importance of video is now emphasized, but not just because of, like you said, how much money am I spending? But now you can really target, you can really pick and choose, you can really optimize, which reminds me a lot of social media when you were talking about optimizing video for certain call to actions and funnels. I remember when Instagram or Facebook first set up like their ad platforms and you were going through that, it seems like YouTube is implementing that, but even maybe more powerful because it's with video, right? So that's exciting.
100%. And also just the idea of YouTube being part of the larger Google family makes it a much more powerful cross-network tool. Facebook, Instagram obviously have that connectivity as well. But just that overall reach, I think it's still an untapped market because there are so many folks out there that still think that YouTube is only upper funnel.
Yeah.
Just a couple of stats for those that might be interested. So people obviously are going to be jumping between search and YouTube, and even in just the past year alone, we've seen about a 43% higher lift in purchase intent just of people that have gone to YouTube to do the additional research. 70% of people said that they bought a brand that they searched on Google specifically because of a video that they watched on YouTube. And specifically for video action campaigns, because it is automated, because you are setting a specific TCPA, and because it is optimizing towards a conversion, which is obviously something that is newer, we're actually seeing about 20% higher conversion rates than any other lower funnel YouTube or video tactic that has been in the market prior. And it's something that obviously is not yet super saturated in the market. So really great time to get in.
We ask for data points all the time to, you know, to make decisions, to back up things. It honestly doesn't get too much stronger than that. 43%, you know, higher rate in products that were seen, I believe you said, and 70% of people bought something that they saw. That's crazy. That's a huge percentage. So, you know, it definitely sounds like you should have a presence there. Is there any Is there anything that you've seen in just working with clients and knowing the platform well? Like, is there any particular brands, companies, or industries that are really catching fire right now? Would you say that everyone has a chance to go on YouTube and market? And I say that just because more visibility as an agency, we're not vertical specific. So when I go back and work with my clients, I could be working from anything from a sports team to e-com to engineering. So would you say that door is wide open and any brand can come in YouTube even if they haven't before and see success? Or is it maybe certain ones?
I think that people probably have the conception that certain brands feel sexier or look more exciting on YouTube. But again, just like the misconception that YouTube is purely upper funnel, there is a misconception that certain brands will do better on YouTube. Probably because of PII and just privacy concerns, there's a misconception that healthcare cannot do well on YouTube, for example. But that is absolutely not true.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, it had been an incredible education tactic for some specific elective surgeries. We saw a huge uptick in specific bookings for surgeries and driving directly to the websites because folks thought that everything at all hours of the day was every hospital was doing COVID. And so we saw a huge, huge lower funnel presence for healthcare. Even some small local plumbers, HVAC, people that you don't think even own a computer sometimes were advertising on YouTube. Yeah. So it really is for everyone. And going back to the question before about what makes the Google and More Visibility partnership so special, you folks also have access to some great things at Google for folks that maybe don't have assets, who have never run a video campaign before, or maybe have done a little bit of light TV advertising, but don't have something that's set up for digital. Because of the partnership, we have so many resources. We can set you up with third-party creative teams that will essentially build out an asset to you free of charge. We have an in-house team that essentially can create an asset from something that may be pre-existing and tailor it better to YouTube. And that's something that is unique to the partnership and something that I think a lot of folks don't even realize that they have access to, and it's hugely untapped.
Agree. David, you backed me up by starting the podcast and telling the listeners about the Google partnership, something that I harp on and talk about a lot. So now I'll back you up because two things you said that I can absolutely certify are true because I work with a lot of healthcare clients. YouTube definitely did work for elective surgeries and just general brand awareness and communication through a time where it was crazy because COVID was going on, a pandemic. And we were actually thoroughly surprised and I would say impressed with some of the data that we saw come from our YouTube campaigns. And so highly would recommend that. And I think that proves, you know, that the door is open for whatever brand or whatever challenge or initiative you have. And then the second point you mentioned about Google creating assets for you, I had a client who said exactly what you did. We would love to test this campaign. We worked with our Google rep at the time who linked us with that other team who created their assets, basically created their video, created their ads, helped them set it up. All they had to do was obviously commit the ad spend, but they were going to do that anyways. And so I think the overall point is we're here to help. You guys are here to help. Us combined together, we can definitely figure out a way to help. So if you're sitting there thinking, I just don't know where to begin, or you're sitting there thinking, I know where to begin, I just don't have the resources, stop thinking like that because we can help with both. So I think that's great. Let's shift the conversation now towards a huge topic, something that Max Braglia, our vice president of interactive advertising, came on the last podcast and talked a lot about. So we won't go too in-depth with it today, but you know, I can't let you leave the agency. It's certainly without talking about the new attribution modeling and conversion tracking that Google Ads has rolled out. And if you go back and listen to podcast 40, there's much more tips and again, more granular ideas from Max. But David, I just want to hear from you and your point of view, because you have gotten a million questions on this already, I'm sure, from clients and people alike, and you're going to continue to get a million questions, I know. What's your point of view on what's happening in terms of Google Ads moving to this new data-driven model and attribution? What's the outlook, you know, really look like for marketers in the industry right now?
I think that's a great question. Obviously, it's top of mind. We're seeing it across the industry. The big question, the big push is privacy. And it absolutely should be. What we're doing with users' data is always of the utmost importance. It's always the question on everyone's mind. And so, obviously, as you've seen in the news, as you've seen from the word of Google itself, we will be deprecating third-party cookies. And so that is fundamentally going to change the way in which clients, the ways in which marketers, the ways in which agencies are able to interact with data, the ways in which agencies are going to make decisions. Yeah. And so for me, I feel like the biggest and most important message that I cannot stress enough is get started early in the learning process. When you still have access to third-party cookies, when you still have access to the traditional analytics, learn in parallel. Use what you're doing and start piloting things like the privacy sandbox. Start really taking the time to invest in first-party audience strategies like Customer Match. Really start investing the time to learn machine learning and smart bidding technologies, and then just overall future-proof your measurement capabilities, whether that's starting to really invest heavily in parallel for Google Analytics 4, adapting the global site tag. Basically, take the time now so when the switch does happen, you're not left in eighth place. It's going to put you in first place, and that's obviously where you want to be.
That makes a lot of sense, and I love that phrase, learn in parallel. I think that speaks to, you know, everything that's going on right now, and you even mentioned GA4. I mean, we talk about the same thing, learn in parallel with GA4 with Universal Analytics and GA4 rolling out. So that's great. It is a big change. You know, I think overall, it is a positive one. I think it's anytime you have change, big or small, people have to get used to it. But in reality, I think that this model and the way that Google is looking at attribution and conversion tracking heading into the future, I think was kind of happening anyways. It was just the model wasn't in place to kind of bring it to the surface for us to use the data. I think it was set up like that anyway. So it's maybe a surprise to some, but honestly not for us. And again, Max was on the last podcast talking about it too. We all think it's a very positive change. So we embrace it, and we're here to help our clients and our prospects with anything else that they may need. David, I don't want to keep you too long because I know that I just found out you're also on vacation. I mean, what a great place to take vacation, but sunny South Florida. But before you go, is there anything else that you'd like to leave the listeners with, whether it's a tip, an outlook, maybe something exciting in 2021 or 2022 that's coming?
Yes. So my biggest tip is find ways to work with more visibility. I am not a paid spokesperson and I never will be, but getting to work with this agency has been an absolute joy and they really can do great work for your business. But beyond that, I think so many marketers are so invested in thinking of Google as simply a search platform. I cannot stress enough that whether it's now, whether it's in planning for 2022, really try to understand how you can take more of an omnichannel approach, whether it's exploring smart shopping, whether it's looking into discovery campaigns, whether it is actually really actively exploring YouTube for the first time. There are so many untapped resources that so many folks are not using because they're so search heavy that you can really still have a first mover advantage in a digital landscape that feels so saturated.
I love it. The time is now. Omnichannel approach. If you're still in one channel, if you're still thinking about it in your mind, siloed, then it's time to adapt. And we can certainly help you with that. And David, certainly appreciate, you know, the kind words. We love when our reps stop by. You're welcome back anytime. Certainly hope you enjoy the rest of your stay here in South Florida. And thanks so much for coming by the podcast.
Thanks, Chuck. It was a pleasure.